The joints cast flares of light across the chamber, while the air slowly ripened with the scent of battle emanating from their broken suits of ceramite. The chemical stench of physoline clashed with the crude tang of promethium. Behind it all was the grey scent of gunsmoke, insipidly close to charcoal. "Three of us," said one of the brothers. "Three of us survived." "There may yet be more," said another. The first scoffed at the notion. "There won't be any more. Have you been blind for the last 9 hours? Did you not see what just happened? How many ships did we lose?" The third brother leaned on the edge of the central table, his crested helm tilting to regard his kindred in turn. "We cannot know. Not until the fleet masses again. I saw the Praxis Mundi break apart and take out 7 of her escorts. The Lady Sapienta died before her. The Aeternum Dread, the Throneless King, the Obfuscate. Those are merely the cruisers I saw die. I cannot speak of how many frigates and destroyers, too many to name." "What of the Nightfall?" The third brother shook his head. "A flame within and breached without. The flagship cannot have escaped. The Dark Angels went for her throat as viciously as the lion went for Lord Kurz's." He paused for a moment, taking a slow breath. "The Nightfall should have been the first ship to run. I can't comprehend why she stayed. What profit was there in trading firepower with the Dark Angels' fleet?" "I heard the Vox reports," said the first brother. "Sevatar ordered the flagship to remain in system while he recovered companies from the surface whose vessels had already fled." The third snorted. "How very noble. So he killed himself and lost the flagship. Mark my words, no longer will the name Sevatar be celebrated among our ranks. How did the angels arrange this? The ambush, the coordination was beyond anything I've seen." "Does that even matter?" the first replied. "Unless we strike back with overwhelming force, we've just lost the Thramos Crusade." "The Legion must regroup at the fallback junctures," agreed the second. "We can recommence hostilities once we have our bearings and the logistics are codified." "Aye," said the first. "There speaks wisdom. It might be weeks, it might be months, but we are far from finished." The third brother called up a tactical display, but the flickering hololithic image stuttered and died before showing anything of worth. The ship had taken severe damage in its flight. Many of its systems were still struggling to realign. "We face 2 problems, both bladed, both unkind. First, we must disseminate word of the defeat to all Legion forces in the rest of the sector via our astropathic choirs, so our brothers don't run headlong into the ambush site we just fled. That will require a wealth of good fortune to work."
"And the other problem?"
The third brother hesitated before answering. "We must do that which only one Legion has ever had to do. We must choose who commands the remaining forces, with our Primarch fallen."
"Fallen doesn't mean dead, brother. Have you received word from the Apothecarian?"
"I have, and it doesn't bode well. Who among the Legion has ever treated a wounded Primarch before? We're working blind. The wounds have closed, though not cleanly. Blood loss is severe. Cranial damage and oxygen starvation are still both potentially terminal or crippling. Hemorrhaging is rampant. Organs I cannot even name are lacerated and severed from vein networks we've never seen before. If he were human, if he were even one of us, a single one of his wounds would be enough to see him dead. He sustained 11 such lethalities." The proclamation hung in the air. None of the brothers wished to add to it.
"I saw it happen," admitted the second. "Even recovering him cost us 2 many lives. I surrendered most of a company in forcing the Lord of the First Legion back. I regret giving that order, I assure you."
The others nodded.
"The truth is cold, but we must face it. The 3 of us lead the Legion now."
They tasted that truth in a moment of silence, interrupted by the communication feed from the command deck opening in a storm of crackles.
"My lords," said the human captain, "another 4 vessels have reached the edge of the system."
"Name them," said the first brother.
"Auspex coding registers them as the Quintus, Dusk's Daughter, the Covenant of Blood, and..."